Demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard, entitled Check on What Questions and Havingness Probe. This demonstration was given on the 23rd of May, 1962, at the Hubbard Communications Office Worldwide, St. Hill Manor, East Grinstead, Sussex, England. This is Pro-TR Series Tape number 4. This tape is 50 minutes long.
We had an auditor given a list of 5 or 6 en rudiment type 0 questions to clean, and every one of them was wildly alive at the end of the so-called session. Of course, the auditor's off auditing until he knows something about this. We had this trouble last September, very bad, and that trouble consisted of people not thinking it was important to clean an e-meter, or people skimping over it, or people just not able to read an e-meter. We had all this trouble in September, and there are a whole bunch of lectures on that subject as of about that period, having to lay it in with branding irons. Now, we're going to lay it in with branding irons this time. We're going to start the thing this way. We're going to get rudiments checked by the auditors who are auditing at the end of PC sessions. And then I'm going to ask the auditing supervisor to get one or two of those pre-clears after that auditing period and check their rudiments. And if their rudiments are found out, we put that auditor off auditing. I think that's only fair. I don't think you have a sufficient, that is some of you, certainly, don't have a sufficient respect for the fact that you have to be able to read an e-meter, that the e-meter reads the PC, and that it has to be cleaned up on a question. And frankly, I'm very happy to find out about this. I'm more than delighted, because I've been looking at some of the gray faces that are creeping up and down the hall, and let me tell you, I knew there was something awry here, and I've been nattering about it and talking with Mary Sue about it and your instructors for some weeks now. And finally, we find out what it is. It's one more plague of not being able to read the e-meter. Now, that's quite what it is. It's just the gross auditing error. The grossest auditing error there is no auditing. And next to that in rank is the inability to read the e-meter. There are auditors which actually will believe the pre-clear, but not the meter. They think the meter is registering something else. Now, we've got to reverse that thing. You never believe the PC. You only believe the meter. We've got to get these things clean, and we'll get some auditing results going. Now, these results have been very poor in the last few weeks, and I've been blowing my brains out trying to figure out why, and now I find out why you're not reading e-meters. So there's a push on, and the demonstration tonight is, well, first and foremost, just so an instructor in each room can call out the meter reads for you. And I want you to notice that there's some coordination between the question I ask and the PC and the meter. I know it's very hard to connect, but it actually is a coordination. And you don't leave that PC, you understand, with that acting. And that's it. That's it. That is auditing. I mean, if I could lay it in with a branding iron, I would. But that is what you were doing. That is your gross auditing error. This is why when you list, you are not blowing people to clear. This is the whole story. The PCs are not in session. The listing does no good because the rudiments are out. I mean, the whole chain of evil proceeds from that particular point. Now, actually, the first thing I'm going to do here is simply check some old what questions. Now, the story of this particular PC is that some prep checking was set up, and then I noticed the PC wasn't looking so good. So I had another auditor check all the what questions in order to make sure they were flat. Now, it was reported to me that all these what questions that the PC had been asked were flat. And now I haven't gone over this, but in a nasty, evil, suspicious mood, you know, all Rons have two faces. One is good and the other is horrible. You realize that. In that nasty, suspicious mood, we are simply going to check this. This is not going to take very long. And then, after that, I'm going to give you an ex- a demonstration of fish and fumble. That's not even a technical term, but I'm just going to show you how you fish and fumble around, what you actually can do with an e-meter. I'm not even going to give you a very stylized demonstration of a session. It's just what you can do with an e-meter. E-meters work. Every once in a while, people don't think they work. And when that happens, PCs look grim and gray, and nobody goes clear. It happened last September. It's happened again here now. So, okay, now I'm in no militant mood, particularly, about this. I simply want to drive it home with cannonballs, okay? All right. Here we go. Poor Smokey, have you got the right forwarder?
It's me.
Yes, this is the right forwarder. All right.
Sit.
Now don't faint and don't drop through the floor, Smokey, because... Push it forward. Now don't worry about it, because there's nothing very bad going to happen. It's not going to take very long. And I'm not going to reveal everything.
Will it be all right?
Yes, it would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Except the combination of the stairs and the... Gosh, are you sure you want me?
You didn't believe it?
No.
Oh, I see.
I thought you wanted Wing, you know. Sometimes you get our names mixed up.
Yeah, I know I do. That's because he's the fire eater, you know? I mean, he's the guy that goes to fires. Anyhow, honey, I'm not going to do this in model session. All I'm going to do here is simply check these what questions. And they're not very revelatory, but I want to see if
these things
are.
Well, they're funny. There's one on there that's really a ball.
All right.
Where did you see it?
Now, I'll tell you the history of this. I looked at you many weeks ago, and I said, she ain't doing so good, you see. Mm-hmm. So I said, who's been prep checking her? And so forth. And then I had an auditor recheck all these what questions just to make sure they were flat, you see. And then I took a look at you after he'd done so, and he said they were all flat. See, he said they were all flat. Yeah, I don't believe it. See, I just think he wasn't reading the e-meter. Now, that's beside the point, but let's get back here. Here's your old CCH sessions. Rattle-de-bang of paper.
Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah, got a lot of CCHs. Now, I'm just examining your folder here, honey.
Okay.
There we are, and I think here is this horrible one that you probably saw. What?
That was not so horrible. It's just funny.
All right, honey. Mm-hmm. Now all I'm going to do is just check these questions, okay?
All right. You mean I'm on there?
Huh?
I'm on there.
You're on there.
Yeah, I'm on the meter.
Oh yeah, your meter's functioning fine, perfect. Yeah, working fine.
Terrible to show my heartbeat, it's beating fast.
Well, I'm not even going to try to put you at ease, particularly.
No,
I'm
all right by my, you know.
The question is, what about undressing every time you went to the bathroom? All right, let me check that. What about undressing every time you went to the bathroom? All right. What about catching catfish? I'm just trying to see what the needle pattern is here. What about catching catfish? What about catching catfish? What about? I'm banging on something here. I don't know if you're checking things out. Tell me what it is.
Well, I just told you my heart was beating fast.
All right.
Oh.
I didn't get that, huh? Was that it?
Well, I thought you did.
All right. Now, let me ask this test question again. What about catching catfish?
You're getting a little bippity-bop here on the heart, all right.
Mm-hmm. Well, is it my eyes, too?
But it's also my voice. No, it's not your eyes. What about your eyes? Go ahead, swing your eyeballs from the left to the right. Swing your eyeballs from the left to the right. All right, swing them from the left to the right. Getting no significant read here, but there is something reading on this here. There's something reading on here. There must be some kind of a... I don't think it's you. Let's...
checked up, all right.
Let me check this. Squeeze your cans. No, it's just your heaviness is off the bottom.
Yeah, that's true. I know.
All right. What's your heaviness about, sir?
Oh, things, I don't know. The last one that was used was touching things.
Huh? Touching things. Mm-hmm. Anybody ever unreach on you?
No.
Hmm? Oh, we'll see if it works. All right, squeeze the cans. Thank you. All right. Look around here and find something you could reach.
Nothing.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
Oh, I could reach that couch.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
I could.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
Curtain.
All right, squeeze the cans. All right, that's doing exactly nothing. All right. Okay. Put your cans down. All right, thank you. Touch the table. Good. Touch the chair. Good. Touch the table. Good. Touch the chair. Good. Touch the table. Good. Touch the chair. All right, pick up the cans. Squeeze the cans. All right, just hold them loosely.
Okay.
That's all right.
They do kind of... I guess I'm big. There.
All right. Squeeze the cans. All right, apparently, maybe doing something. Mm-hmm. Put the cans down. All right, touch the table. Good, touch the chair. Good, touch the table. Good, touch the chair. Good, touch the table. Good, touch the chair. Good. All right. Pick up the cans. All right, squeeze them. All right, hold them down in your lap, just like you were before. All right. Now squeeze the cans. Okay, that's not your heaviness process either.
Well, really, one hasn't been found by.
You've never had a heaviness process,
no? No, sometimes, when out something works very fine.
Well, what's the variation?
Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't.
Are you ever invalidated to having this process?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I haven't.
Hmm? All right.
Well, there was one I didn't like.
What one?
Something you could confront.
Hmm?
Something you'd rather not confront, something you could confront.
All right, good. Thank you.
I invalidated that.
All right, thank you very much. Squeeze the cans. All right, thank you. All right. Here's first command. Look around here and find something you could confront.
That camera.
Good. Look around here and find something you'd rather not confront.
That thing up there in the corner.
Okay, good. Look around here and find something you could confront. Good. Look around here and find something you'd rather not confront.
The binoculars.
Good. Look around here and find something you could confront.
That fan.
Good. Look around here and find something you'd rather not confront.
Those leaves.
All right. Okay. Squeeze the cans. Okay. Now, you've got a trick squeeze here. You just put them down in your lap, the back of your head in your lap. All right, now squeeze them.
Okay.
Now, you know, all I want is an even pressure down and up. No, let's let them go. Do it again. Now, just told him naturally.
Mm-hmm. My hands are kind of hot.
It's all right. Now, squeeze the cans. All right, let him go. All right, that's good. All right. What do you think about this process?
Well, it's all right.
Well, you just saying that? What do you think about this process?
Well, I really could confront any of them.
Oh, I see. The whole thing is a bad answer. Is that right?
Yeah.
I get it. All right. In other words, you could confront any of it.
Yeah.
All right. And yet you're having to answer. So there's some missed auditing commands in not having this process. Is that correct?
Possible, yeah. Because really, you
possible.
Are good. Yes.
All well, right. It is.
Is it? Yes.
All right. Go on.
Because I could confront the things that I say I'd rather not.
So you just had to make up answers for rather not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very interesting. Very interesting. When was that?
Wow, it must have been in January.
Quite a while.
Yeah, quite a while.
Whenever.
Ah,
okay.
Second or third week, I think.
Good. All right. Now, let's proceed with just the one side of it.
All right.
All right. Look around here and find something you could confront. Good. Look around here and find something you could confront.
Yes.
Good. Look around here and find something you could confront.
Okay.
Good. Look around here and find something you could confront.
That's
right. Good. Look around here and find something you could confront.
That's
good. Look around here and find something you could confront.
Curtain.
Good. Look around here and find something you could confront.
That's right.
Good. Look around here and find something you could confront.
That thing.
All right. Now, squeeze the cans. All right. Now, something very funny happens here. If the needle only comes halfway back, so do you continue to grip the cans afterwards?
Well, this is... My hands kind of thick, you know, they're long. And the hands are a little bit wet.
All
and
right.
So they clean.
All right.
See?
I see.
And...
I get it.
And they stay.
Uh-huh.
You see, they don't... be like they were before.
Mm-hmm.
They really don't.
All right, put them in your lap. Just mm-hmm. lay them on your lap.
Okay.
All right, good enough. Squeeze them. Thank you. All right, look around here and find something you could confront.
That thing, whatever it is.
Good. Look around here and find something you could confront.
The whole line of shelves there.
Good. Look around here and find something you could confront. All right, good enough. Squeeze the cans. All right, that is reducing the amount of squeeze.
Really?
Okay.
I feel better.
I know, you probably do. But that's basically because you got an invalidation off, huh, isn't it? Or is it? What is it?
Probably.
Yeah, you feel better about that?
Yeah, because I hadn't said that to
him. All right, good. Now let's try this other one.
Mm-hmm.
The one I started with originally.
All right.
Look around here and find something you could reach. Good. Look around here and find something you could reach. Good. Look around here and find something you could reach. Good. Look around here and find something you could reach. Good. Look around here and find something you could reach. Okay. Squeeze the cans. All right. Now, have I missed a withhold on you?
No.
What did you just think of, though?
I just thought, my God, could he have?
All right. Okay.
I think I've poured out all my...
Think you got all that taped, huh?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Now, this needle has become quite quiet compared to what it was, but it seems to me just a little sticky.
Oh.
But it's become quite quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you become upset about anything?
Well, I'm always upset.
Well, have you become upset about anything in the last minute or two? What do you mean you're always upset? Go on, finish what you're talking about.
Well, you see, this is on TV. And
yeah.
I feel really upset about it. But I feel better about it now. But wow.
It upsets you?
Yes.
All right. Has anything bitten yet? Anything bitten you?
You mean here?
The TV camera suddenly blown a fuse? All right. Okay. Well, go on now. You want to say anything more about that? How about it?
No, doesn't seem like it was.
Doesn't seem so bad. What do you think might happen?
Well, you know, it looks different from when you're here than it does down there.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Maybe you're running out of some of the stuff that goes,
It's possible.
What?
Well, like I was, afraid that you were going to have me up here last week.
Oh, yeah.
I breathed a sigh of relief. I didn't even think of it this week.
All right. Yeah, the surprise.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Put your cans there in your lap. Just hold them with
all
your
right.
backs of your hands now. All right. Now, squeeze the cans. All right. We apparently are... Do it again. Squeeze the cans. There's something real fluky here. What's happening? I don't quite know what's going on because this is not a proper can squeeze.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't release. It simply falls. And that's it.
Well, my hands do stick to the cans.
Well, now, are you giving a can squeeze because more skin touches the can? Bring your hands up here on the table. Let's see what this is all about. Now, is that can fitted snugly down there? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't want more palm against the can. I just want... Why don't you just squeeze it between there and there? Now, I'm going to squeeze
there.
It for you. Oh, there.
Oh,
there's something going on there. There's no can squeeze there at all. You're just pushing more... Yes, you're just pushing more... I suppose that was invisible on the... Meter, but go on, squeeze it between there and there. I showed you. Oh, honey.
I didn't feel the can.
Yes,
squeeze.
That's it. But what you were doing before is wrapping more hand around the can.
Could be.
Yeah, well, then it wasn't releasing.
No, it just stayed.
That's all right. But that's because the only fall we were getting on you was because more skin is touching the can. Yes, this having this thing is fascinating here.
Fascinates me, too.
What goes on here?
Low havingness, perhaps.
Yes, this I will agree with. Mm-hmm. What's that?
Oh, now.
What's your idea of this? Go ahead and tell me. Go on.
Well, you know, I don't have any idea of it at all. I just know that I did have a havingness thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I still do.
How do you account for that?
I haven't the faintest idea. You know, people are like that.
That's... All right, honey. Okay, well, this is an activity I didn't expect to get into here. Squeeze the cans like that again.
That's what I was afraid of, too.
Yeah, that's all right. Squeeze the cans again. No, honey, it's a darn good thing I started checking up on this. Because if you'd ever had an auditor, you would have straightened it out.
Well, I've had a lot of auditors.
I don't think so.
I've had six.
Nobody has straightened up your havingness process.
Well, maybe I don't look like I have in this case. I mean, you know, I might not.
I'm not invalidating your audit. I wouldn't do that in a normal session, but you're not in a model session. I was
no.
just slapping some people's ears. Put your cans down.
All right.
All right.
My ears just got red.
Come on. I wasn't slapping your ears. I was slapping their ears. Now, look here. Touch your ears.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Touch the top of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Touch your chest.
Good.
Touch your stomach.
Yep.
All right. Touch your shoulders. Good. Touch your stomach. Good. Touch the top of your head. Thank you. Good. Touch the end of your nose. Good. Touch your stomach. Good. Touch your shoulders. All right, thank you. Pick up the cans. All right, squeeze them. Do it again. It's all right. All right. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm not very strong.
No, that's all right. We're not going to worry about this. All right, once more, we're going to try out this reach thing. But we're going to try it on negative.
All right.
Look around here and find something you aren't reaching.
That door.
All right. Good enough. Look around here and find something you aren't reaching.
I'm not reaching the window.
Good. Look around here and find something you aren't reaching.
That light switch.
Good. Look around here and find something you aren't reaching.
Similar.
Good. Look around here and find something you aren't reaching.
Oh, that
wire. All right. Now, how do you feel? Does that all make right. you feel strange?
No, I just sort of feel it here, and it's sort of echoish.
Oh, all right. Good. Squeeze the cans. I think it's a tiny bit increased. Has it annoyed you?
Kind of small.
Huh?
My face is kind of small.
All right. But has it annoyed you that these happiness processes were all grab out at something, or something like that? Well, has it or hasn't it? Don't try to be obliging. Just tell me.
Sometimes things would be too far away, yes.
And you sort of felt like you couldn't reach it. Well, answer this question. Have you ever failed to answer a havingness command?
I don't think so.
All right, I will check that. Have you ever failed to answer a havingness command? We're not getting a direct response on that.
I don't think I have felt it. I might have had difficulty answering.
All right.
The last time I ran notice,
that was
a good one.
Yeah.
The auditor had me notice things that were small and puzzled, you see. And that helped to me.
I see. All right. All right. Well,
we got
this. Started on a grading scale, you know.
All right.
Good. Now, just for fun, let's run a few more of these negative commands.
All right.
Squeeze the cans. Squeeze the cans. All right, thank you. Look around here and find something you aren't reaching.
That nail.
Good. Look around here and find something you aren't reaching. Good. Look around here and find something you aren't reaching. Good. Look around here and find something you aren't reaching. Good. All right, squeeze the cans. All right, that's reducing the can swing, as you could expect it to. What?
I almost said I wasn't reaching you, but I found out I was, so I didn't.
All right, okay. You suppressed. All right. Okay. Now, let's now check out this notice.
All right.
Notice that ashtray. Okay, notice that wood. Good. Notice that telephone. Good. Notice that ceiling. Good. Notice that flower. Good. Notice that necklace. Good. Notice that e-meter. Good. Notice that lamp. Good. Notice that button. Good. Notice that pencil. Good. Notice that pencil. Good. Thank you. Squeeze the cans. Well, and possibly coming up just a little bit more. Squeeze them again. All right. All right. I don't like the reaction of that process. Are you worried about that? I'm not worried about that. What are you worried about it for? Well, come on. What are you worried about it for?
Well, I just...
All right. Don't worry about that. No, I'm quite interested here. I'm looking for a bug on the subject of headings. I'm looking for a bug of some kind or another on the subject of headings. Here's the way you check into one of those things for your own information. Have you ever failed to answer a headingness command? Oh, I got a reaction that time. You ever failed to answer a headingness command? I got a reaction that time. Okay, thank you. Let me check that on the meter. Have you ever failed to answer having this command? You got a rather heavily swinging needle here. I'll have to check it again, okay?
All right.
Have you ever failed to answer having this command? All right, that's clean.
so you try. I like that, you see. I like to have these processes.
All right.
And I don't think I'd still dance.
Okay. Now, have you ever failed to find the havingness process on a PC?
I don't think so.
Oh, man.
It scares me, though, to think about it.
Yes, we've got a nice fall here. I'll ask that again. Have you ever failed to find the havingness process on a PC? There's something here. That was... What was that? What's that? What are you thinking about right there? What's that?
Well, I got sidetracked there.
What were you thinking about? You say you got sidetracked. Well, what did you think about it then?
Yeah.
Come on. That's it.
I'm sure I must have.
Must have what?
Oh.
Yeah, go on. Have you ever failed to find the havingness process on a PC? There's something in this.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what is it?
Well, I'm sure I did.
All right, thank you. I'll check it. Have you ever failed to find the havingness process on a PC? That's latent now.
Yeah, well, I'm sure I did.
You sure you did?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Let me ask this question. What havingness process did you fail to find on a PC? Thank you. Let me check that. What havingness process did you fail to find on a PC? Well, I got a wobbly needle on that. What havingness process did you fail to find on a PC? I've got a reaction on that still.
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you this question.
Well, it was the 36 ones, I think.
Hmm?
You know, the 36 precessions.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me check that again. What havingness process did you fail to find on a PC? That's still live.
Still.
That's, what are you thinking of?
Well, it was one where you have a can between. Point out something.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one.
All right. Let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
What PC did you fail to find the havingness process on?
I think it was my son.
There's a steep fall here.
Well, it must have been him. You know, undoubtedly.
Why? Why undoubtedly? You don't remember?
Because that's the one I was thinking of.
Oh, all right. All right. I'll check that.
Hmm.
What PC did you fail to find the havingness process on? All right, that's still dirty. Not dirty, by the way, just falling.
Oh.
It still reacts on it. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you the question again. Now, what PC did you fail to find the havingness process on?
Well, I guess that was Carl.
Probably.
Who? Carl.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. Let me check that. What PC did you fail to find a havingness process on? All right, that's clean.
Okay. It was Carl.
All right.
That's true, too.
It's true.
Yeah, that's the one.
Hmm? All right. Very good. All right, squeeze the cans. Sorry, I didn't have that down. Squeeze the cans. All right. Now, let me ask something here just out of curiosity here.
Mm-hmm.
You were sort of waiting for the meter to tell you whether that was right or wrong. What was this all about? Didn't you really remember that yourself?
Not until I told you to.
Oh, yeah.
Not Carl.
All right.
I knew there was someone in the 36 precessions and then this thing between the cans.
You do remember doing this?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Good. All right. Let me check this once more to make sure we get out from underneath.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What PC did you fail to find a havingness process on? I get nothing on that number. All right. Okay, now let's see what luck we have here.
All right.
Squeeze the cans. All right, thank you. Look around here and find something you could reach. Good, look around here and find something you could reach.
The
couch. Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
Oh, that connecting thing.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
I have to reach that camera.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
There is no camera.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Squeeze the cans. Put those backs of your hands on the table here.
Mm-hmm.
Now put the backs of your hands. Don't put your hands up to where I can get them here because I don't want to cover up the dial. All right. Now just hold them relaxedly. Mm-hmm. Man, there's certainly very little drop here, let me tell you, man. All right. Now, I'll tell you something. I'll tell you something. Is there something that you consistently want that you can't have?
Sure.
Well, what is it?
A lot of motion.
A lot of motion. Mm-hmm. And you don't think you can have this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. Okay, I get a little reaction on this.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you consistently want that you can't have?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
Well, I'd like to be a real excellent auditor.
Right.
That I would like. But, you know, that I can come to in my own slow way.
All right. Now, let me ask you this question again, just to check it on the meter, okay? Is there anything you consistently want that you can't have? No, that's quiet now.
Yeah.
It's a sensitivity.
Alright.
I'll check it again. Is there anything you consistently want that you can't have? No, that's clean.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. Very good. Okay, honey. Now, we're not going to fool with this anymore as a havingness process, but I'm going to recommend that we just do a standard job now trying to find a havingness process on you.
Alright.
Because I've taken a little bit of charge off this thing. And I've now got, whether we've got havingness or not, I've got now, a rather quiet needle.
Mm-hmm.
This thing was going slammity slam before. Okay.
That's fine, it is.
All right, let me check these what questions now.
All right.
All right. What about undressing every time you went to the bathroom? All right. We're just doing a check on this. This thing is there's something about this. What about it?
Why do you think it's silly?
All right. Okay.
You know, what an effect.
Thank you. Let me check that again.
Mm-hmm.
What about undressing every time you went to the bathroom? All right. Thank you. That's still a little bit warm.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. All right, honey. Now, here's the next one. What about you acting rowdy? All right, that's an active question. You care to say anything there?
No.
All right. Thank you, honey. Well, what about withdrawing from people? Let me check that again. What about withdrawing from people?
Yeah, I think I did that one.
By the way, what overt was found that caused that to be asked as a what question? What overt was found? Because this is the question. What about withdrawing from people? I want to know what overt was found that led to that question being asked.
I haven't the faintest idea at this point.
What might it have? I get an reaction here.
Yeah, but then I'm supposed to know. I mean, I.
Well, do you remember any overt?
No, I don't remember.
Did you ever have an overt on this?
Oh, yeah, I must have.
You must have, but did you? Mm-hmm. All right. Did you ever have an overt on this?
Yeah, I can't remember it.
All right, thank you. Thank you. All right. All right. Nothing wrong with
that. Yeah, I had a lot of them, really.
You went over a lot of them with the auditor.
Yeah.
What was the type of overt? What was the type of overt?
I was going mass support and stuff like that.
Hmm?
Going mass support and, gosh, really, I don't even remember.
Is that so?
All right.
Thank you.
That's all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
But it seemed terrible at the time, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, we've got, what about picking up a body?
That's what I said at the time.
All right, very good. I'll check that on the meter again. What about picking up a body? Okay. What about putting a body in storage?
Pretty terrible, huh?
Oh, pretty grim. Well, what about it?
Yeah. Just think it used to be a good way to put them in, you know?
All right.
Save them.
Thank you.
No problem with me right now.
All right. All right, here's one I find. I'm not going to go all over all these.
I think you had a list of the whole front of
on the front of something.
On the very first page.
Hmm?
Right on the very first page there.
Well, all right. I'll check a couple of more of these. What about invalidating a teacher? Being careful.
Well, I did it a couple of times.
All right. Good. I'll ask that again. What about invalidating a teacher? I'm not going to check anymore. They're all on. Everyone. All right, honey. We arranged to get something flattened out there. Okay?
Yeah, except me.
What about except you?
Not flattening.
Horrible remarks.
I know.
You don't want to be flattened, huh?
Mm-mm.
That's a bad one, huh?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Now, the only thing I'm going to put down here is one find PCs have process and use it. And two, flatten all what questions on list and three, withdraw both former auditors from auditing.
I had six of them.
Good. But it's just the last two. Just the last two. Okay? Because when I tell somebody to get something done to them, I expect it to get done.
Yes, sir.
I found a gross auditing error here in auditing a PC without having this process. Now, I'm trying not to invalidate your auditors. I'm not interested in invalidating them or not. All I'm interested in is one day I walk out in the hall and I see a girl I like called Smokey, and she is looking like she has just been dragged in by the cat Sambo.
Didn't know.
Yes. And so I says, well, now we'll check into this. So I said, well, the person's had a lot of what questions run, and we'll get these checked over. They were announced to me as being clear and clean, and now they're all hotter than a pistol.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Furthermore, they're not very intelligent what questions, but that's all right. That's beside the point.
I'd fun with them.
Sure, I know you did. But those things can be cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
So, I made up my mind that the cycle of action, which I began on straightening you up, would be finished. I found two gross auditing errors here. One of them is auditing a PC without a half process, and the other one is not flattening the questions. That was all I was looking for.
I think I just fool people, you know.
Hmm?
I think I do fool people. You know, I don't usually, you know, it takes a lot to run me down.
All right, honey. As far as fooling people is concerned, you can't fool them either.
Oh, I didn't try to.
I know you don't. No, it's just technical.
Mm-hmm.
What are you trying to do? Take responsibility for this? Perfectly all right with me
course.
If you do. All right. Go ahead and take responsibility for it.
All
that's
right.
All right.
That's better.
All right. Now, have I missed a withhold on you? Thank you. That's clear. Is what you think about?
Naturally, it's clear.
Huh?
Naturally, it's clear.
All right. Now, is there anything you'd care to ask or say before I end this?
No.
Anything you care to ask or say before?
Well, just say thank you.
Now, I got a little instant dirty needle there.
Well, that's my secret.
What's your secret?
I have hot flushes sometimes.
All right. Okay.
And, you know.
Yeah.
So, it gets a little dirty needle at times.
All right. Okay.
On that one thing.
Okay. Let me ask this again. Is there anything you care to ask or say before I end this check over? Think of anything else? Little something there.
Well, I appreciate you having this out, because I do think I need it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good enough. All right. I'm going to check this one question on the meter here. Is there anything you care to ask or say before I end this check over? Thank you. That is quick. All right, honey. Thank you very much.
Right,
put down the
you.
Cans. We can go to the back of the stairs and get the instructor of this. Thank you.